What's going on, Badger fans? Another great episode of Locked On Badgers today. We have the man, Brian Smith, joining the show. We're going to break down the latest Badgers commit, plus talk a little bit about who he likes coming up on official visits for Wisconsin. All that and more in today's Locked On Badgers. Let's go.
You are Locked On Badgers, your daily podcast on the Wisconsin Badgers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, good morning, afternoon, evening, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Badgers. I'm your host, Ryan Herrings. As always, today's episode brought to you by Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/lockedoncollege. And when you enter promo code LOCKEDONCOLLEGE, they will throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with every single order. Without further ado, let's just get into the show. We got Brian Smith joining today, Locked On's college football recruiting insider. And Brian, before we even get started, I wanted to throw this up on the screen because I told you people have really enjoyed your perspective and your analysis. This is one of many comments I've gotten from Greg L. Greg Lincecum, friend of the show. Really enjoy Brian's analysis. Blunt but respectful, no sugarcoating. So,
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate that, man.
People enjoy it, man. And there's plenty more I could put up there, but I wanted to show you, you know, just some of the perspective from people listening to you, how appreciated your thoughts are.
Hey, anytime you can get a compliment, it's a good day.
I agree. let's start here. So the Badgers came out of this June, their first big recruiting weekend of the summer. Two commits, Hank Weber, Vernon Woodward. I want to talk about the cornerback because A, he's kind of more in your backyard, but B, because it's more of a position where the Badgers have struggled to recruit. We talked about it. You need to get better on the edges. After the commitment of Woodward, going back to, I know we've touched on him, but what were your thoughts? Let's go a little deeper on Woodward. How does he project to the Big Ten level?
I call one of my buddies that has coached him 7-on-7 level for 24K. It's one of the best 7-on programs in the country. And I said, where do you project him? What can he do, et cetera? And he said he's got to work on technique, et cetera. He said he could see him being a boundary corner or a free safety, just about upside and getting better. He said he has the tools and he's got the height. What I saw on film was a kid that can be physical and he's a kid that can run. So, again, I think my buddy's right. He's coached him, so he gets the nod here. They don't run a lot of defensive sets under this coach now. I mean, think about all the guys at Cincinnati. They were 6 foot and above. Mm-hmm. So he fits the profile of what they're looking for. They'll run some cover three or some other things that use big corners, but he also wants big corners that can play man. And that's why I wonder if he's going to play safety at some point or be a nickel corner or do different things because of his length. But bottom line, I mean, Fickell does a great job with corners. I'll take his opinion. Just to put it in perspective, Sauce Gardner didn't even have an offer from Michigan State and he was from Detroit. Cincinnati took him and he was an All-American at the end of his freshman year. Mm-hmm. That's what Fickell did. So you got to give him credit. I don't know enough about him to see him. I haven't seen him play live, just film, but the competition he goes against is Orlando. Winter Park High School is literally its own city in the middle of Orlando. They play Edgewater and they'll play Oviedo and they'll play Apopka, different schools. And they're used to competition. So he's not going to be any kind of difficult thing to jump into the Big Ten. He's good there. No concerns at all.
You know, one of the things that's been rattling around in my brain, because you and I have talked about this a lot. Badger fans have talked about this forever. You have to get better on the edges to beat Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan. But you're not going to be able to go and get the cornerback that Georgia wants, that Alabama wants. So do you need – maybe this is the way you do it, right? You get a guy that has the frame and the size that Georgia now wants, right, but needs technique, right? You have to sacrifice somewhere. And if you are going to sacrifice in a place where you can coach them up.
It all starts with measurables. This is the conversation that I have 5 million times with parents on the sidelines of 7-on-7 camps. They say, why isn't my kid getting offers? He's better than this kid over here. And I'll say – you're not going to like this, but listen very closely. Your kid's 5'9", he's 6'1". I can teach him technique. I cannot teach your kid to be 6'1". They get real pissed off when I tell them that, but that's how it works. Mm-hmm. That's just the bottom line. Parents don't want to hear that. A lot of fans, when they get a corner at some, you know, if he's a smaller guy, they try to talk it up that he's going to be. It's hard, man, because everybody throws fade balls and jump balls. If you don't get big corners, man. Go against Ohio State's receiver corps, regardless, sucks. Now do it with small guys. I mean, that's 350 to 400 Lock City that they're going to throw for. And that's, you know, they could go for more. You have to get big guys. And it's the thing that Fickell has done well. I can't say that enough times. Mm-hmm. Corner is the one spot. There's no way to help you. You're out there by yourself on the proverbial island. They do a tremendous job. Do I trust his opinion at corner? Yes, because he's proven it. So now the only question I have, and maybe I'll throw it to you, what you've heard, I have not. Do you know if Wisconsin would like to eventually get to a point where they're going to run a lot of cover one, or are they going to be more of a zone team? What do you think, at least initially, for the Badgers?
I think they want to get into more of a cover one situation. I think that's where they want to trend. Everything we've heard from Tressel and Luke Fickell in general is they want to be very multiple. They want to have a lot of pieces in the toolbox, and they want to go away from – not that the Badgers have been more of a – they haven't been a simple defense under Jim Leonard by any stretch, but they want to have more looks, more fronts, more coverages. And I think they want chess pieces like Vernon Woodward, where he could play, like you mentioned, safety, corner, nickel corner. You know, you could have a player like this. I'm not going to say Woodward necessarily, but you could have a player at safety who comes down and drops into a coverage situation to confuse opposing quarterbacks. So I think that's where they're going. They want versatile athletic players. They picked up a couple in last year's cycle. Amari Snowden, we've talked about a bunch. Or that could be a cornerback or a safety as well. A lot of pieces that you can move around on the back end. And I think that's where these bigger frames come from.
If Wisconsin can consistently do that, the only question then is it's on the players, because I know Fickell knows the defense, Tressel knows the defense. How much can they pick up? Mm-hmm. If you could make post-snap adjustments, which is about as close to saying you're an NFL-level intellectual player as can be, you don't need to have the twitchiness of the kid that's from IMG going to Georgia or from Modern Day going to Southern Cal, because you can catch you can catch offenses off guard and take them the other direction. Wisconsin historically has had, Jim Leonard was tremendous. Mm-hmm. They caught teams off guard, and they were physical up front. You weren't going to just run the ball on them, because they did as good a job of run fits as anybody. And you may throw it on them, but they would catch teams off guard every now and then and get a pick. And it would just, you know, did you score or not? And the answer is no. So that's what they're trying to do, according to you. And now I think based on the athleticism of some of these kids, it's going to go up another notch. If they can do good the next 2 to 3 years developing these kids, then you can start consistently getting kids that, you know, Penn State wants, that Tennessee wants, that Texas A&M wants. Then you can do whatever the hell you want with your scheme, because I have a guy that's just as good as your guy. Right. That got to get to that point.
You know, it's funny. When I mentioned Amari Snowden, your instant reaction was like, oh, yeah. And that's another guy. I don't even think we've talked about him, but, you know, 6'3", just massive frame. And you can see it all over the field, especially in the back end. They have a type they're going after, and they know exactly what they're looking for, and they trust that they can coach up anything that they need to coach up, as long as they get the frame and the athletic tools. And I think that's how you have to, if you can't recruit the highest level, if you're going to sacrifice something, sacrifice the technique. So I think we're on the same page there. I do want to really quickly, while we wrap this up, Hank Weber also committed. We talked about him on last show. We talked about kind of a high floor, good motor, maybe more like previous Badger defensive lineman recruits, not a high ceiling guy. He doesn't have the huge frame. How should Badger fans look at a commitment like that, who comes in as the lowest rated player in this current class, but is somebody that Luke Fickell and his staff obviously prioritize? They're not taking a player in June unless they really like him.
It's twofold. As I told you before the show, it's obvious that he's a good football player and a very good athlete, but he's playing against terrible competition. So there's no way to do a complete evaluation, because he is just annihilating the guy in front of him.
Oh, you're talking Thomas Heiberg. I was Hank Weber.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. We're going to get in Heiberg in next set. I just wanted to really quickly get your thoughts on Hank Weber, who also committed from June 2nd. He comes in as the lowest rated player in the class. We talked about him on our last show. How should Badger fans look at a player who comes in, maybe not the most exciting, but obviously the staff likes him if they're taking him in June?
You know what? I don't know if you can really bitch at Luke Fickell. They're trying to get a baseline for their program. Is it a bad thing? I don't think so. But they're going to get a bad rap, because these folks want everybody to be ranked in the top 250. That's not necessarily the way it works. Even some of the kids that Miami took back in the day when they were like 80s and 90s were from the sticks of Florida. You're not always going to get that kid. And, you know, he's from Brentwood, Tennessee. He's a kid that fits their program. He has some size, and he's probably going to end up a three technique. But I don't think he's a, like you said, he's not a high ceiling guy. So is it a bad thing to have him? No, but there were a couple kids like that for Fickell at Wisconsin or at Cincinnati that were really good because he won't have to play 50 snaps. He'll be the guy playing 20, 25 snaps and can go absolutely as hard as he wants. Doesn't take any plays off. So he's okay. Now, if he's your starter, you're not going to beat Ohio State. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion. But he's good enough to play in their rotation and be a guy. Yeah, I don't have any problem with taking a kid like this. And he plays hard as all get out, too. So, yeah, he's a good football player.
Yeah, it's well said. All right, we're going to take a quick break for our friends of the show and come back. We're going to talk about Thomas Heiberger, who is a tough player to evaluate. He's coming in on official visit next week, and he's already committed. We're going to talk about his film and what Brian thinks of him coming up next on Locked On Badgers. But first, a quick break for our friends of the show over at Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs is incredible, right? I've talked about them before. They make you look good. They're comfortable. They give me the ability to go out, class up a little bit. My wife loves the fact that I don't look like a bum, but they're still comfortable, right? They check the comfort box for me, which now that I'm turning 40, I just want to feel good in clothes. I don't want to put on stuff that is more work than necessary. I don't want to try to pick fashion. I just want to throw something on quick, get out to the store, come back, and not look homeless. And that's what Bird Dogs does for me. They give me the ability to not look homeless and still be comfortable. My wife loves it. They fixed my biggest issue, essentially. And now there's a great offer from Bird Dogs. If you go to birddogs.com/lockdowncollege, enter promo code LockdownCollege for a free Yeti-style tumbler with your order. I've got mine. It's incredible. That's birddogs.com/lockdowncollege for free Yeti-style tumbler with every order. You won't take your Bird Dogs off ever. I promise you, I wear them all the time. I have two pairs. They're incredible. I'm going to get more. I do want to take a second to say thank you to everybody tuning into the show, everybody listening. Appreciate you guys so, so much. And let's just keep this going with Brian Smith. Let's get back into the conversation. Brian, as always, I put your Twitter account underneath your name there. But for those listening on the podcast, at @FBScout_Florida, Brian, anywhere else people can follow, or is that pretty much the best place to get your insight?
That's where I have the most information. I'm starting to do some breakdowns, and I might actually do one on the guy we're getting ready to talk about here in a minute, because he's one of the hardest kids to evaluate in America. But I do a bunch of breakdowns on my YouTube account, and it's just put up the film, talk about them. Here's what I like. And this is what they need to work on. So if you're into evaluations, it's the exact same thing. It's FB Scout Florida on YouTube. It's not real hard to find me. So, and I also have the same thing for Instagram, TikTok, etc.
I love it. All right, let's talk about that player that's hard to evaluate. Thomas Heiberger, committed a while ago, but he's coming on an official visit June 9th. I wanted to get your thoughts on this player because he's really intriguing to me. On one hand, he had a massive frame, right, as an edge linebacker, 6'4", 220-ish. But coming out of South Dakota, not a lot of competition, as you've mentioned. Really good testing numbers, offers from Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, Purdue, Nebraska, among others. What did you see when you put on his film?
Technique, effort, and length. Those are good combinations. Heiberger plays against competition that's not good. That's just reality. If he played down here where I'm at, though, in Florida, that's like the true measurement. This state produces as high a rate for defensive Power 5 players as there is in the country, and he could still fit in. I could just tell that from being down here for a number of years. That's the biggest thing. Wisconsin doesn't get enough kids like this with a high floor to rush the passer. Well, even Georgia needs more of them. I mean, you can never have enough because they burn a lot of calories and a lot of energy just on a couple of plays. You got to rotate guys. If Wisconsin's going to beat Ohio State, how do you do it? Slow down their passing game. You got to have better corners. You got to have better pass rushers. This guy fits that bill. And I also think he could play linebacker, like in a traditional sense. 1985, Big Ten, he could have fit in and been a will linebacker or something. But with his length and his ability to come off the edge with his really good technique already for a high school kid. Somebody's coached him. I don't know who it is. I think he can play pretty early for Wisconsin. This is a kid nobody's going to talk about, though, because of where he's from.
Where do you see him in 2 or 3 years? Because there was some thought he's going to be able to put on quite a bit of weight with his frame and maybe play with his hand in the dirt. And then there's still some thought he's more of an in-the-space guy. Because he flashes, he had some athletic testing numbers that are just off the charts. You know, a high 30-inch vertical, explosive numbers.
I think it depends on the down and distance. If you look at Fickell and what he did at Cincinnati, they played multiple defenses, not just fronts, but like literally multiple defenses, 3-3-5, did some stack stuff, did some 4-3. He will move around. He did that for his high school team this last year in Jefferson in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Why wouldn't you do it at the next level? Because whoever's coached him again has done a good job. He's a capable kid. Don't make it easy for the opposition to say, okay, it's third and one. We know where he's going to be. Make it difficult. That's why a lot of these teams are using multiple fronts and different things, and Fickell kind of takes it to another level. Make it hard for the other team to beat up on your best players or double them, or go away from them. I think you'll see him play linebacker when they're in a three-man front sometimes, but he'll also be a stand-up edge. And in a four-man line, he'll have his hand in the dirt. Makes it really hard to prepare for him.
Well, and that feels like an extension of our conversation with Vernon Woodward, right? Like a player you can move around, just a chess piece. And to take that a step further, I know we were talking about cornerback before, but you're also, again, betting on upside frame. You know, you're taking someone in who has a lot of the measurables that the Georgias and the Ohio States look for, but you went to a place that, you know, maybe is a little harder to evaluate. Again, you're finding the measurables in places, whether it's technique you got to coach up or geography, to match up with the powerhouse programs in a way.
Yeah, you have to trust your own gut. Somehow this kid ended up at one of their camps or one of their coaches called, whatever it is. But you're not setting up your visit schedule for the month of May, like when you get into March and say, well, this coach is going to South Dakota. We got to really recruit South. You know what I mean? That's not how it works. Somebody got him involved. And it's interesting. 24/7 doesn't even have him as the number one rated player in South Dakota. I'm curious who number one is, but he's a really good player. And again, he could fit in Florida. That's the only measurement that I need, because we have more defensive players than anybody, and he would be just fine here. To give a last second piece for him, he reminds me of what Venables used to recruit when he was at Clemson. They took kids like this. They could play some linebacker, move them around a little bit, but they ended up being edge guys, or they were really good blitzers, kind of had a knack for finding the gap. That's what he reminds me of. And I maybe Herberger won't be a superstar. I don't know, because he could get too big maybe, but I think he's going to be a true pass rusher. He'll be 245, 250 and be a pure pass rusher. And you could never have enough of those guys.
I want to go under the hood just a little bit more here. You mentioned you could tell he's been coached really well. Somebody got to him early. What do you mean by that?
Some of the angles that he takes, like even in his stance, how he sets up his first step off the line of scrimmage, it's a little more advanced. Some of my buddies in Tampa run a company called Trench Academy. They coach even some of the Buccaneers. Okay, you don't get to coach professional guys unless you're good. And I've seen them for years and how they do it. And he fits a lot of the things that are going on there. And he will mix his moves from play to play. Some guys have a really good swim move, or they have a really good dip, whatever. He does different things, and he will mix them up one to set up the next. He's a smart kid. So he's been coached, he's taken to it, and he's beaten a lot of guys really bad in the state of South Dakota.
No, I love it, man. All right, we're going to come up. We're going to pick Brian's brain a little bit more, get his thoughts on some interesting visitors coming up in the next couple weekends for Wisconsin. But first, a quick break for friends of the show. And a quick thank you to everybody listening. As always, let's get back into Brian. We run out of time before questions with the great Brian Smith. Brian, a bunch more visitors coming up. We spent this show looking back at Vernon Woodward, Hank Weber. Who's coming up for the Badgers that you see as somebody that they need to try to land, or somebody that's really catching your eye on visits here?
Go big or go home, brother. I will say the same thing over and over until the day I die, or until Wisconsin fixes it. They need more speed and talent outside. I would be really curious to see what this current coaching staff could do with Emilio Agard out of Philly. He's a kid I heard about when he was a freshman in high school. He's been recruited by everybody. Clemson wants him. Penn State wants him. What does that tell you? He's really, really good. And he's a long corner. He's an athlete. He can really run. I think that he'll come in and play somewhere. He could be a nickel right away. Those are the kids that you got to get, man. If you're going to beat Penn State, you got to beat them for some of their kids in their own backyard. Mm-hmm. So why not? Tennessee, et cetera. He's got all the offers. That's one. And then really any of the kids that Fickell wants in the secondary or receiver. I'm good with them and what they're doing inside the box and have been for 20 years. And I imagine most Wisconsin fans are too, for the most part. You can always add a little more speed. There's a couple other kids. The one kid that, and I told you this before the show, this is funny to me. I watched Cam Richardson's film. He's from Irvington, New Jersey. He's a safety. He's another long kid. His rating is not to be found on 24/7. I'm not sure who's taking care of New Jersey for them, but they missed. And this is a kid that can come in and play early. If Wisconsin can continue to get some of those PA, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut kids have always done it, it's going to help their program.
Well, and again, you're talking about a longer framed, you know, defensive back of the safety, you know, someone who's 6'2", I believe. I mean, they have a type. They're going to find those types. And Emilio coming in this weekend, he's a four-star, high three, low four-star type cornerback. And as you mentioned, the offer list is tremendous. So those are the type of pieces that they need to add to. We keep beating this dead horse, but there's a reason we're beating it. They haven't beaten Ohio State. They're 0-10 in their last 10 games against Ohio State. I mean, that's the barometer.
Well, it's why they lose to them, too. It's an open book. They can't cover them. Not that anybody's going to cover the receiver, but, like, it's blatant. So you've got to get more speed and more size back there. And then the scheme part, Tressel, Fickell, and that staff, they're really good. If they can just get close, you can win with one big play, a pick six. That's how you do it. Maybe it's Snowden, maybe it's somebody else. I don't know. But you just get as many pieces as you can. And whichever kids figure it out, that's who plays. That's it. The kids that don't make it, they transfer, whatever. That's the way it goes in college football today with the transfer portal. I'm just glad to see Wisconsin. They've kind of entered the realm. They're not quite where they need to be, but they've entered the realm of getting some of the kids that have the high ceiling because they've got the right frame. They didn't used to get this many guys on campus with that kind of length and speed.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Brian Smith, thank you, as always, my friend, for jumping on the show. Really appreciate it. We are smarter because you were here. For everybody listening to the show, please believe that I see all the great comments about Brian Smith, and I try to let him know how appreciated his insights are. Coming up tomorrow, we have a great interview with another recruiting guy over at Rivals, and then we have a big-time basketball show coming up on Thursday. You guys aren't going to want to miss it. We got the great Dylan Graff, plus Justin and Rashid jumping on that one. So on Wisconsin, and we'll talk to all y'all tomorrow. Brian, hopefully next week. We got more commits to talk about.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much.